Friends, Rhodey's countrymen, and new friends we have made from many countries around the world. It's great to be back, and from me, John Edmund, welcome to my podcast. This month I've been talking about the bountiful, beautiful Bushveld and the background to the songs on my album, Ballads of the Bushveld. This time I would like to move almost into my backyard and talk about what happened here 122 years ago at the time of this podcast. I was not aware that a dramatic event took place, and it's strange how things come about. Friends of ours, Pat and Rob Kerr, went to Tasmania to visit their children who had emigrated there. Now Rob, being an avid historian, visited the museum in Hobart. It was like a magnet. Whilst browsing around, he was drawn to a glass cabinet that displayed military medals won by soldiers of Tasmania. There were two Victoria Crosses displayed. And there, on further inspection, Rob found that they had been won right here, where we live, on Swartkloof Game Reserve, right in my backyard. Here's a bit of background to this skirmish. Towards the end of the Anglo-Boer War of 1899 to 1902, the Boers resorted to guerrilla tactics, targeting railways, bridges, and other strategic installations. The British deployed hundreds of troops at a place called Warmbaths. Before it was called Hartensburg, but now it's called Bella Bella. Well, they were put there to protect the railway line from Pretoria to the north. Foraging parties were sent out to procure extra food for all the troops. Stray Boer cattle and things like that were a great prize for them. On one such operation, 8 members of the 1st Tasmanian Bushman Regiment entered a valley through a narrow gorge on the farm Swartkloof. Now, Swartkloof means black ravine. And this was west of the base in Warmbaths. They were ambushed by a Boer commander, resulting in 6 of the 8 men being wounded. Lieutenant Guy George Egerton Wiley and Trooper John Hutton Bisdy displayed exemplary courage, giving covering fire and rescuing wounded comrades, thus each winning a Victoria Cross, the highest award for bravery in the British Army. You see, we live in a valley surrounded by mountains. On the eastern side, there's a narrow pass through which to enter. At the western side, there's a steep but traversable exit. This valley was an ideal place for the Boer guerrillas to hide and from which to mount their hit-and-run tactics. If cornered from the east, they would have an escape route to the west on horseback. The Tasmanians entered from the east, scouted around, found no cattle, and watered their horses at the Swartkloof stream. The Boer commander took up positions in the bush and ambushed the patrol. Major Brooke, the commander, was shot down from his horse and wounded. Although wounded himself, Trooper Bisdy ran to his superior's aid, put him on his own horse, and galloped the two off to safety. He then returned to give covering fire. Then, a Corporal Brown was also wounded and shot down from his horse. Lieutenant Wiley gave him his own horse on which to escape, but remained behind and hid behind some big rocks and gave covering fire to allow the whole troop to escape. But one did not escape. Corporal Brown's brother was captured by the Boers and later died of his wounds. As was stated, Swartkloof is the name of the place where it all happened. In the Boer language, Swartkloof, as I said, means the black ravine, so named because of the black outcrops of fluorspar and tin-bearing rock. And so the song Swartkloof and the battle at the black ravine came about. Now, our nearest town is Bella Bella, first called Hartensburg, as I said, then Warmbaths, on account of the mineral spring that is still there in the town. It's now called Bela Bela, which means boiling, boiling in the local language. As I said in an earlier podcast, this bushveld area has a lot of earlier history. Being history freaks, Teresa and I are always on the lookout for stories. One day when visiting the very first cemetery of Bela Bela, we came across the grave of the wife of the Voortrekker hero, Andries Pretorius. Now, how did his wife, Christina Petronella Pretorius, come to be buried in Warmbaths? Well, here's a background to this discovery. Andries Wilhelmus Jacobus Pretorius was originally from the Cape. He then settled in Natal and was victorious over the Zulus at the Battle of Blood River in 1838. He then moved north to the Transvaal, and on the 29th of August, 1848, at a place called Boomplaats, once again led a battle against the British, who won and annexed the Orange Free State. While he was away fighting, his ailing arthritis-stricken wife, Christina, was taken to a hot spring in the Bushveld, first called Hartensburg and then Warmbaths, now Bela Bela. She died and was buried there in September 1848. Andries' son, Martinus, carried on his father's leadership and was the first president of the Orange Free State and the Transvaal. The city of Pretoria was named after Andries Pretorius. Indeed, it was a tragic loss for Andries, and Christina's last words for him were, "Go, Andries, go. Your countrymen need you. For me, there is now no more you can do. You can't give me life." So the song, "Go, Andries, Go," was born. It tells the whole sad story. So, on that historical note, I will leave you till next week, when I will have more interesting tales to tell you about songs on the Ballads of the Bushveld album. Hope you like and subscribe to my YouTube channel and keep checking my website. All these songs and more are available on most popular music platforms. Talk soon, folks. Signing off now. Go well. Shalom, tot ziens, salagashli, and most of all, zwakanaka.